Wait a minute, this sounds like rock and or roll.
Good day. This is Canadian Corner. I'm Bob McKenzie, and this is my brother, Doug. Doug?
Hey, take off. Hey, don't hit me, Doug. I'm just minding my own business here. We're
going. What are you doing? I said this is my brother, Doug. You're supposed to say good day.
What?
What? Can't you hear me?
Oh, geez, now I can't.
You're wearing earmuffs for inside anyway, eh?
Because I got a chill, eh? And I thought I might get sick. Don't drink
this.
My beer. Well, I'll get another one.
We'll get another one then. So, okay, today we're going to talk about...
When does it start?
What, the show?
Yeah.
It did already.
Oh,
well, decent. You're really paying attention,
I didn't know, eh? I had my earmuffs on.
Well, you can see right there.
I'm Doug McKenzie, eh? That's my brother,
I already
Bob.
Said that you were Doug McKenzie.
Oh, jeez.
Maybe we ought to just start all over again, eh?
I don't think we have time, eh?
Good day.
Today's topic is... What? Is it over?
Well, I don't know.
No, it's not over. We still got time, eh?
I don't think we
just
do.
Just want to say that...
We don't... It's over. Good day.
Hello, welcome to Rock and or Roll. I'm your reluctant host, BJ. This episode is going to be devoted to my favorite artists and songs that to come out of Canada in the 70s. I know I have some Canadian listeners out there, so a lot of these songs probably won't be as obscure to you as they are to the rest of the listeners. I'm not really sure. But a lot of great rock and roll was being made in Canada in the 70s, and much of it is virtually unknown, as far as I can tell, outside of Canada. Including one of my personal favorite songwriters of all time, probably, a guy named Michel Pagliaro. He began recording his recording career in 1966 and started out singing in French. He's French-Canadian from Montreal. His earliest material is all in French. He eventually started recording some stuff in English as well. He sort of mixed it up. He would have an album in English, album in French. I do not think anything by Pagliaro was ever released in the United States. So that's a travesty, really, because some of his songs, as you're going to hear, are hit songs. And nobody in the United States... or probably Europe, really got the chance to hear them. So as far as in Canada, I'm not really sure of Pagliaro's level of fame. I know some of his songs were hits, at least minor hits or regional hits. I'm not exactly sure. I'm going to play an extended medley here of Pagliaro's songs, beginning with a 1969 single in French called Milady. And there was an album called Pagliaro in 1971 that features some amazing songs. Then that album was in English. Then in 72, there's an album called Peg in French that's great. Pagliaro 1 in 1975 was in English. And there's a 1977 album in English called Time Race. Some of the songs from that album were also recorded in French as well. And there was a French album that came out, I believe, in 76. That had some of the songs that ended up on Time Race in English in 77. If you've never heard Pagliaro before, you're in for a treat.
Laisse-moi t'amener. do. Wanna hold you, yes I do. If I told you, 'cause I do wanna hold you, yes I do wanna hold you, hold you.
Some sign, some damn, some black roommates. I love love. Some sign, some damn, some black roommates.
Drinking all alone. Don't know what that I got.
So there's your Pagliaro primer. I'm guessing you're a fan now. Not the easiest records in the world to get your hands on. There was a two CD set in the 90s, I guess, called Pagliaro's Hit Parade. That's probably out of print, but eBay's your best bet. After Pagliaro, my second favorite artist, Canadian artist from the 70s, is probably a band called Thundermug. They formed in Ontario in 1970 and released three albums in the 70s. Thundermug Strikes in 1972, Orbit in 1973, and Tada in 1974. And there was an LP in the United States called Thundermug Strikes, which was actually a compilation of songs from the first two Canadian albums, Strikes and Orbit. Thundermug Strikes is a great record. It's a lot of fun. It's a fun 70s rock record. But that album, Orbit, in 1973, the title track from that record is one of my favorite songs of all time.
It's called Me Orbit Space, is no place to be alone. Just call me Orbit, I've come this far and I can't go home. The sun is cold, the stars are bright, it's a lonely night. I sail my craft adrift in search of breath. I wish I may, I wish I might be happy soon. I've seen a light world for just one moon. Please call me Orbit, space is no place to be alone. Just call me Orbit, I've come this far and I can't go home. Now can I make them understand or could they see? But I don't look like them nor they like me. Will they see my difference only deeper skin? Or take a better view of my intrusion? Please call me Orbit, space is no place to be alone. Just call me Orbit, I've come this far and I can't go home. I've had trouble from the start on my own over where the Elders thought I was as brain as the sky. So they gave me their ship and they told me to fly.
this far and I can't go home. Shooting star was sighted close to here last night. The old man said they even saw you too. Now all the ways to meet is waiting by the door. We'll tell you more. Let him go down in history what he said. Please call me your best friend. There's no place to be alone. Just call me your. But I've come this far and I can't go home. Please call me your.
That song is so good, you get the whole thing. Not that some of those Pagliaro songs aren't just as good, but now let's hear a couple of songs from Thundermug's third album from 1974 called Ta-Da. Another Canadian band from the 70s that I like a lot is a band called Chilliwack. They formed in 1970. They didn't really get good until their fourth album, Riding High, which came out in 1974. There are some really good songs on the next couple Chilliwack albums, the fifth album, Rocker Box, and Dreams, Dreams, Dreams from 1977, but my favorite Chilliwack album came out in 1978. It's called Lights from the Valley. Mm-hmm.
change the world? Do you think that I do anything to follow a dream? Well, you're right, I wanna change the world. And you're right, I'm a dreamer girl. But don't you worry about a single thing, 'cause you're in my dreams. When I see that silver bird is flying away, got my head up in the clouds and I'm high. Never be the same
April Wine achieved a certain level of fame in the United States, especially in the 80s. They formed in 1969 and really hit their stride on their fourth album, Stand Back, from 1975, which actually went platinum in Canada. Features my favorite song by the band. April Wine actually had a top 40 hit in the United States with a song called Roller off their 1978 album First Glance. I'm personally not a fan of that song, but there are really good songs on that album, like this one. Sweeney Todd were Canada's premier glam rock band. They formed in 1975 and actually had a number one hit in Canada with a song called Roxy Roller.
Roxy Roller, Roxy might turn some heads tonight.
That song is all right. My favorite song on that first Sweeney Todd album is a song called Broadway Boogie.
Broadway Boogie brings you the heroes of dreams. Gobbo, Bogart, Harlow stole your heart. Swing time, ring-a-ding time, faces fade, memories remain.
Sweeney Todd's singer was a guy named Nick Gilder. He got himself a record deal in the States and left the band. His first album, solo album, came out in 1977, a record called You Know Who You Are. It's a great album.
Yeah.
So that album, You Know Who You Are, 1977, by Nick Gilder, is a record that you want to own. Trust me. Gilder hooked up with Mike Chapman after that and scored a number one hit with an inferior song in the U.S. called Hot Child in the City. That's the way it goes. That record, 1978, is called City Nights, and there are much better songs on there than the hit. Back to Sweeney Todd, they actually replaced Nick Gilder and recorded a second album called If Wishes Were Horses, which came out in 1977. If you don't already know, you will never guess by listening to this song who the singer was that replaced Nick Gilder and Sweeney Todd. Check it out. That was actually a 17-year-old Brian Adams, yes, the Brian Adams, doing his best Nick Gilder impersonation. I love that song, actually. Neil Merriweather had a long career in rock music. He was in a bunch of bands in the 60s. He had a pretty cool heavy rock band in the 70s called Heavy Cruiser. Then in 1974, he released his first solo album just as Neil Merriweather called Space Rangers. And then he put out a really cool album in 1975 called Kryptonite.
Yeah.
Blues were an Ontario band formed in the early 70s by Brian Allen, who would later start the band Toronto, and Gary Lalonde, who would later end up in the band Honeymoon Suite. Their first album, Hooked on a Rose, came out in 1973.
Do you really need me? Like you say you need me. Please say it's true. Please say it's true. 'Cause I love you badly. And I want you badly. Please want me to. Please want me to.
It took a few years, but Rose released two more albums in 1976 and 77, A Taste of Neptune and Judgment Day. The Whackers formed in the early 70s when two guys, Bob Segarini and Randy Bishop, left a band called Roxy to form their own band. The first Whackers album, called Whackering Heights, came out in 1971.
Don't you think I got something to do that we I can't share. Can't you see that I think it'll be alright? If you give, if you take, you can make it if you really care.
The Whackers released two more albums, Hot Wax, W-A-C-K-S, of course, and in 1972, and Shredder in 1973. I have a couple more bands to play for you. A band called Gatto, formed in 1975 by guitarist Greg Godovitz. He had previously been in a band called Flood, F-L-U-D-D. They had a couple of minor hits in the early 70s in Canada.
You make me feel my life is over. You make me feel my life has gone. You make me feel my life is over. Although it's only just begun. Turn 21 without a gray hair.
Greg Godovitz decided to take his next band in a decidedly different direction. The first Gatto album, which came out in 1977, is basically an early version of heavy metal.
Yeah.
Legato released two more albums in the 70s, Who Cares in 1978 and An Act of Gatto in 1979.
A black leather riding crop, it's gonna make me swirl. Fetish trip, a slow down carol, kiss my wife.
like that song, Sign on the Line. That's from the third Gatto record. Okay, I think that's going to do it for my little tribute to 70s rock out of Canada. This is going to be the last weekly show. I've been, for the past, six episodes, I've been posting every week, and I'm not going to do that anymore. It's going to be every other week. If I have something, there might be a shorter episode that comes in between once in a while. If I have something to post, I might post it in between the main bi-weekly shows, but it's going to be a every other week kind of thing from now on. If you like the show, I'd really appreciate it if you sent me an email and let me know who you are, where you are, how you found the show. Go to the blog, rockandorrollpodcast.blogspot.com. Click on the link for the Facebook page and then click like on the Facebook page. And then I'll know who you are as well. And there's a way to keep in touch there on Facebook as well. And also the email address is on the blog, rockandorrollpodcast@gmail.com. One thing I do is I don't necessarily identify every song I play on the show, but I list the songs in order for each episode on the blog. So if you go to the blog, every song is listed there and who it's by in order as they're played on the show. So if you want to find out what a certain song is, it's all there on the blog. For my listeners in Canada, I hope you like this episode. And feel free to send me an email and tell me all the bands I should have played that I didn't play. Obviously, I didn't play Rush or, I'm not a huge Max Webster fan. They have their moments, but some of the better-known Canadian bands from the 70s, like Triumph and Rush, I like some of their songs, but didn't really seem necessary to play them on this episode. I have a lot of things coming up. It's going to be a fun show about progressive rock. Going to cover metal, punk, all of that. I have a lot of ideas for upcoming episodes, but like I said, it's going to be every other week from now on, probably, unless I have something shorter for an interim type episode. There are also going to be more interviews. I have a couple things in the pipeline. All right, so to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
The bassist in this last band called Brutus, the bass player Gino Scarpelli, ended up joining Gatto later on. I originally read about this band somewhere, and they were described as a glam rock band, but that is really not an accurate description of the album at all. I was very disappointed by the record when I first got it. Certainly not what I was expecting as far as what I had read about the band, wherever I read it. I don't know where. This was over 10 years ago, probably. But yeah, it took me a while to get it, and then it was pretty disappointing. Has its moments. This song that I'm going to play is over 7 minutes long. It's an interesting song. I think I like it. So yeah, Brutus. They had the one album, came out in 1976. This is a song called 3:30 Came. Until next time. My
best friend eased my pain. I was feeling much better in time. And Monday morning, back into class again. But you. We'll be right back.
I've got one more for you. If you actually made it through 7.5 minutes of Brutus, then I figured you deserved a reward. This is a song by a guy named John Michael Thor, who was a bodybuilder from Vancouver who decided he needed to have a music career. He released a record in 76 called Muscle Rock, which it, with his band Thor and the Imps. I don't think I've ever heard that album, but in 77, just going by Thor, he put out a record called Keep the Dogs Away that's essentially, I don't know, it's sort of glam rock. It's definitely not heavy metal, which, you know, that's the direction he went in the 80s, of course. Anyways, this is the title track from the Thor album, 1977, Keep the Dogs Away.